I want to bring this message to you, and hopefully this will answer some questions for some. Hopefully for us all. It's over in John chapter 17. Been a while since brought in messages out of this prayer of Jesus. If you're looking for God's will, and we all should be, if we're saying, what does it say? I mean, what does he want for me? Well, this is his will on how he wants us to be. It's Jesus' prayer for our purpose. And that's the title of this message. And I've said this before and back whenever I hit on this subject. I don't know when it was. But we call the Lord's Prayer over in Matthew. They call that the Lord's Prayer. And what that really is the Lord's model prayer for believers. He prayed that prayer, our Father who art in heaven, we call it the Lord's Prayer. He did that and modeled that prayer because he, if you read before that, and Matthew, and take a look at it and see it for yourself, his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, well, pray like this. That was a prayer for them to learn how to pray. This is the Lord's Prayer. And you can't change history, and you can't change the way things are set up, and I don't want to. But just know, and people explain to people, and they say, well, the Lord's Prayer, we know what they mean over in Matthew, but the Lord's Prayer is in chapter 17 of John. That's the Lord's Prayer. The other one's our model. So anyway, enough on that. But here, let me just read this from New International Version. And this is not the whole prayer. Please read this prayer. I'm cutting into the portion we're going to use today because that takes enough time to read this. But you need to hear what he prayed for his disciples there, which is the same for you and me, and he says that. Here's what he said. He said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. You really need to hear what Jesus prayed. This is his will. This is what Jesus prayed, and it's the will of God. And we're going to talk about each one of these segments. This is the next, exegetical message, meaning we're going to take it verse by verse as long as we can with the time we have, and just bring it out for what it means. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of it. And we'll talk about those differences. He said, I'm praying that you don't take them out, but they're not of it. And we're going, okay. I'm going to leave you in it, but you're not of it. Okay. We're aliens. We really are. So they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. And sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for them, I sanctify myself that they too may be truly sanctified. Interesting stuff. And there's so many insights here. This is how God wants us to live, to be, and it's our purpose. And Jesus praying, he's praying for our purpose. And this is the Lord's Prayer to God for us. So he goes on, he says, my prayer is not for them alone, meaning my immediate disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That's you and me. I've had people to say, and you'll hear this sooner or later in theological circles, some theological debate somewhere, a Bible discussion, they'll call it. They'll say, and I've had people say this from other denominations, other churches. They said, the privileges that Jesus gave to his apostles, his disciples, are not the same for us. So a lot of the promises he made to them don't apply to us. And it's like, well, you better go read his prayer. Because everything he prayed in there for his disciples, he said, I'm not praying for them alone. I'm praying for those who will believe in me through their message. And it's like, doesn't that cover it? Yes, it does. So whatever he prayed for them, he's praying for us. It's for all of us. He said that they all may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. And he said, I in them and you in me, May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them as you've loved me. There's so much there. That's, I wanted to make it less, but I had to get that much of that in there to for it all to come together and make sense. So now that we know, this is a piece of his prayer. If you read the whole thing, it'll touch your heart. And you say, Jesus prayed this for us? Yeah, for all of us. All of us who would believe. And it applies to all of us. And all these things he prayed, that's what he wants. So if you've ever had many questions of what's my purpose? How does he want me to be? What does he want from me? Here, odds and bits and pieces and ends. Well, let's break it down. So we have the prayer purpose. And here's what he gave us. Here's what he begins. He said, I have given them your word. What does that mean? He said, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I'm of the world. So what does that mean? He said, I've given you the word, and because you know this word, listen to me. He said, the world's going to hate you for it. Friends, listen. There is a tremendous amount, a large, growing amount, and I don't want to minimize it, it's big, of aggression towards Christianity. You can be anything practically but Christian. And if you're a Christian, the world hates you. Our present governmental philosophy is anything but Christianity. We have Antichrist. It may not be the Antichrist, but they are Antichrist. And they are against you and they hate you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you're attempting at least, and you're trying your best to live according to this word, and Jesus said, I have given them your word. Jesus is the word. That's what the scripture says. So he's come and he's living among us, and he says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. So Jesus has come and he says, I've given them your word. What has he given them most of all? Himself. He gave the words of God, but the word is Christ, and he's giving himself. And all what he asks in return is that we give ourselves to him. And realize, and this, listen, I've had to come to grips more and more with this, because I know this, but I've had to face it. When I heard this news the other day, and the doc was telling me what, and I had to, it just kind of put me in a slump, and it would anybody, and so after that, how you hear God's word, but it came into my mind, and it's how he speaks to me. He puts these words in my mind, my heart, and it's like, Tony, realize that you don't own your body. I do. Your body is my temple, not your temple. And if you're going to be a man of the word, and I already had this word working on it, before. I had already had this prepared because I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, better get that message ready early. Don't know if you're going to be in condition afterwards. But so I already had this, and then the Lord just emphasized it with my own thing, saying, you don't belong to yourself. It's my temple, and I'll deal with my temple as I want to deal with my temple. Now, friends, that's hard to accept for all of us. But God, we belong to God. And that's what Jesus is praying. You are not your own. And he said, I've come and I've given the word. And Jesus says, Jesus is the word, the living word. And he's given us the spoken words of God from his lips. He's had it all printed down. But listen to me. What he's trying to say and what the word is emphasizing is that everything we are is a gift from God. And we don't belong to ourselves. And there's so many trying to play God and get us to believe. They want us to believe, they, whoever they are, not only here, but in the Soviet Union and China and North Korea and every communist nation. They want us to believe that the government is God. And many people, they do. That's what they worship. They have to, they're servants of the government. And when you buck the system, virtually by your lifestyle and belief system, the world will hate you. And you have to make up your mind as a Christian that you're going to be hated and you're going to have to accept it, and or you'll compromise. There's some things Christians are going to have to learn to live with if we're going to be people of the Word, and that is God loves us and God will take care of us in His way and His time. But there will be this world philosophy and people in the world who do not love us because we follow Christ, because we refuse to do the things the rest of the world does. Friends, we're called to be different. And the Word of God, if when you get into the Word and just, you don't read as much as you can each day. People have asked me, Tony, what's the right amount? The right amount is whatever you can get into your heart. Some days it just might be that you don't have time, but just for a verse or two. And other days, just make room and read a chapter. A whole book. But let that Word do something to you. Listen to me. It's so hard to get across, not here, but out there, that reading the Word by itself is not what changes you. It's letting the Word transform you. It's when I give a yes to God and say, in a sense, I'm saying to God, I don't belong to me. My heart, my mind, soul, will, and emotion, my body is not mine, it's yours. Lord, I give you permission to take over in my life and change whatever you want to change. And that's where so many people have a problem. They stomp that foot down and this is the way I am and I've always been this way. You mean you've always been an ornery, cantankerous old grouch and you're not going to change? Is that what you mean? Yeah. And God is saying, I'm after you because I want my Word to transform you. You know, and God didn't, when He made man, it doesn't say, you know, out of the dust He formed a grouch. He formed someone in His image. And really, there's those things about us. Think about it. There's things and issues in our lives that we've been fighting God on maybe all our lives. I've had, and really serious, there's people that tell you, and they'll say it to me, you know, now look, Tony, there's just times I'm going to cuss. I want to cuss. I like to cuss. I need to cuss. It's a stress relief. So there's just times I'm going to start cussing. And you can just see it like little boys. And there's God in His Word saying, don't let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth. Whoops, we got it. You okay? Hang on, everybody. We got a little trip up on our camera. Let me hold it here for a minute. You got it in?
Yeah, this leg.
The leg acted up. Okay. I'll keep on going. You know, you got to... It's like anything, you know, the old military thing, you know, you got to improvise, adapt, and overcome, right? And so whatever happens, just keep going. So back to our deal, which I've totally forgotten my strength of thought. That's okay. You know, but back to the resistance against God. No, I haven't forgotten. But, you know, we stomp our foot, and I'm just going to cuss, and I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. And yet God says, don't let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth. So it puts us in conflict. And Jesus has come to give us the Word to do what? To make us miserable? No. He's come to give us the Word. He is the Word. And He gives us the Word of God so that what? So that we, He's gone, right? He's ascended. So that we continue on what He started. That's why we're ambassadors for Christ. And as disciples, I have to let His Word come into my heart and change me. And all these things I'm kind of stomping my foot on and being resistant with, I've made it a part of who I am. And it projects a false image. That's not who God made me to be. Don't you see that? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's not saying you'll never sin. It's just saying don't embrace your sin. Everybody get the difference? If it's your temper, if it's whatever it is, don't embrace sin. Confess it and repent of it every time it happens. And let the Word of God transform you and take that out of you. Is everybody with me? You're all looking at me like, It's like, yeah, I know this is tender stuff because we all have our things, don't we? Don't we all have issues? And I won't say issue. We've got those things we cling to because we feel like they're part of us. They make us what we are. And Jesus saying, that's the whole point. You're not to be who you are. You're to be who I put you here to be. And so I want the word to change you. Well, enough on that. I can only harp so much on that first one. We got to go to the next one. And then he prayed, and this just upsets the apple cart of a lot of people. There's people say, I'm ready to go to heaven. And, you know, we're not made into this world. I got to tell you some news here. Jesus prayed for us to stay around here till he calls us home. And he didn't say till he calls us home. What he literally prayed was, you know, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world. So I've got news for people who just keep looking for heaven and the day when they're going to go to heaven. Jesus said, I'm not praying that you get taken out of this world. Well, what was he not saying? God will take you in his time. But while you're here, we're here to serve him. You have a purpose for being here. There is a purpose for you going through whatever you go through. I've had to face this. There's a reason we go through what we go through, and we may not ever know the whole reason, but there's a reason. It's not wasted. And one of the things I've had to face is, I've prayed for a miracle. God, take this out. I prayed it'd be gone already, and God chose not to do it, and did I get down? Yeah! And did I look at God and say, yeah, I did. You know, it's like, God, did you not, people gathered around and prayed, did you not hear any of those prayers? You ever felt like that? You ever felt like he's not listening? You know what comes back? I'm listening. Are you, Tony? Are you? Are you listening to me? Because obviously my will is another direction right now. Are you listening? I'm listening to you. Are you listening to me? And every one of us need to be questioned. He hears your prayers. He knows what you desire. He knows what you want. And he knows what you need. But are you listening to what he desires, he wants, he needs from you? And I'll tell you right now, on this issue, I didn't want to listen. I don't want to hear I've got to be delayed. I don't want to hear this thing may have to go. No, I want to be healed. And I will be healed. But God's way. God's way. So he prayed that we stay in this world. He said, my prayer is not, Lord, Father, not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. And that's what he prayed. Don't take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil one. And so if he prayed that, God is protecting us from the evil one. You got to keep your guard up, though. You got to put on your spiritual armor. You can't, don't let it down. Don't give him an opportunity. But God, Jesus, if Jesus prayed this, do you think God's honoring every bit of this prayer? If Jesus prayed it, God was praying it, because he said, I and the Father are one. So whatever Jesus prayed, that's God's prayer. That's God's will. So protecting us from the evil one is given. Just you allow it. So many times the devil would not have any influence with any of God's people if God's people didn't give him an end in the first place. Everybody follow me? Don't compromise. Can't say this strongly enough. Don't compromise. Listen to me. You say, what does that mean? Don't give the devil an in your life. You're God's property. Your body is his temple. Your heart and mind belong to him. How do I give him an in? When I sit and I'm afraid to offend someone who is absolutely blaspheming God, who is doing things I know are wrong, but I'll sit there and listen to it and smile at their nasty jokes because I don't want to offend them, yet I'm letting them offend the Holy Spirit, offend God, offend Jesus, offend the angels, but I don't want to offend them. It's time to get it together and say, whoa! Every time I compromise like that, I've let the devil in. This kind of preaching will not let me build a mega church. It won't. Because it's not a feel-good thing. And I don't like doing it. But listen to me. Listen to me. I've had too many people I've had to work with over the long years. And they, you know, we get into this kind of thing. And it's like, well, where is the devil getting in your life? And then you find out they run around with people or they do things and they want to be accepted so bad they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Friends, you hear what he just said in his word? I've given them the word, and the world hated them for it. They're going to dislike you just because you're a Christian, so accept it. And we don't have to go around being offensive and every little word that's said and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. But haven't we all done it? And haven't we smiled at things that we knew? I mean, even in ourselves, we were just cringing, going, God, that's too far. And we didn't say a word. And there's our Jesus. There's the Holy Spirit being offended. And sometimes we're just going to have to ask ourselves, is my reputation, is my supposed friendship with these people worth what they're doing to my God? I wonder what power we would see of the Lord if God's people stood up and said, no more. No more. Most of you may, there was an old saying, and you probably may have heard it somewhere, and I don't smoke, drink, or chew, and don't go out with the girls who do. And it works for the boys too. Used to say that in high school. I don't smoke, drink, or chew, and I don't go out with the boys who do, or the girls who do. It's kind of cute, but I'm wondering if that little simple childhood thing might be taken a little more seriously by a lot of God's people. You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean everybody does something. I know you want to have a drink and somebody has a chew. That's not the big deal. That's not what we're talking about. You know, I sometimes really see Christians straining, as Jesus said, straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. You know, like should the Lord's Supper be grape juice or wine, or how, should we sprinkle or dunk them under what? You know, that's straining a gnat, swallowing a camel. But then we'll sit and let people blaspheme God right and left and not say a word. The least you can do is just kind of get up and move away. Everybody with me? I don't want to just harp on this. That's not the point. This is not to make us all go, oh, God. You know, it's to say, Jesus prayed for you not to be taken out of the world. So listen to me. I want you to hear this. When he prayed that, he knew you'd have to listen to vile things. You'd have to see evil people in office. You'd have to see abusive things going on. And TV's getting worse, by the way. Commercials are getting more and more vulgar. It's getting nasty to watch television. It really is. I see commercials where they never show things. They've shown just a commercial, and they're showing. They just can't wait till it's topless and then total nudity. They want to go that route because they're depraved. It's people of depraved minds. Somewhere, Christians, somewhere, you and I will be faced of, do we watch, do we even have our cable or whatever it is, our satellite, or do we go to something else? I pray there'll be an alternative. I like to have something on in the house just sometimes to hear human voices, to be honest. I just want to hear something going on. But I don't want to look up and see the filthy stuff that I see, even in a TV commercial. And we'll be faced with that. You're going to have to decide, how much of this am I going to take? Because how much of it is coming into my head, and then it gets in my heart, and it gets between me and God. That's the thing. But here's the point. Jesus said, I'm not praying to take them out, so he knew you'd be exposed to that. And we're here to be exposed to that, but we're here to show an alternative. We're here to show the way, the truth, and the life. Everybody with me? This is not a beat-you-up message. It sounds like it. It's just tough in some ways. We're here to show the world, everybody, whoever, wherever your world is around you, that there's a better way than anger and wanting to kill people and hurt people and do the things they're doing. There is the way, the truth, and the life, and it's Jesus Christ, and that's what we're here to show. That's what it's all about. I've got to show that, and I realize God's putting a lot of pressure on me with this thing I'm having to go through. It's like, Tony, you've got to show that you trust me more than you trust any doctors. You've got to show and model the fact that your body belongs to me, because if you're going to claim yourself and if you're going to just let this take you out, then people are watching you, and what does that mean to them? So you want to talk about pressure, you have something wrong with you and do the job I do, and you realize, whoa, people are watching me. And people are listening to what I say and how I handle this. And you know what I want to say to them is, you know, could we talk a minute? That's not fair. And you know what God would say? I know, get over it. That's what he's saying to a lot of us. Life's not fair. It's just. It's my will. So we have to stay in the world, and we're to be the light to the world, as Jesus said, and we're going to be protected from the evil one. And he said, God, I want you to deliver him from the evil one, protect him from the evil one. We're no longer citizens of this world. Don't you see that? He said, they're not of the world. I'm going to keep you in it, but you're not of it. What does it mean? He's saying, you now belong to another kingdom, but you're emissaries here. You're representatives of my kingdom, of me, the living God, of Jesus Christ. I want you in this world as a foreigner over here to say there's another kingdom that's much better than this one, and I want to invite you to my kingdom. That's what we're here to do. We're an ambassador to say, in my kingdom, the kingdom of the living God that I represent, there is freedom. And all races, classes, creeds of people are accepted based on their faith in Jesus Christ alone. And there's love, and there's forgiveness, and there's grace, and there's no murders in my kingdom, and there's nobody dying in my kingdom, and there's no tumors in my kingdom, there's no sickness, there's no illness. And in my kingdom, the king himself comes down and walks up to every person on the street and wipes the tears from their eyes. And I want you to be a member of my kingdom and accept the Son of the King, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into your heart and repent of your sins, and he will give you permanent residence in his kingdom. That's why we're in the world. We're just not to be a part of the world system and take on its dress, its codes, its conduct, its ugliness. We're here to show a total different thing, how our kingdom looks and how people behave in the kingdom of God. That's where this gets really good. Don't you realize who you are? You're God's child. And so he prayed for us to be sanctified by the word of truth. Sanctified? He said, I want the word of truth to make you so different that you're set apart from the world, that you just can't be a part of it. Now listen to me. When you're not a part of the world, then there are going to be people in the world who won't like you. You got to get to the point where, big deal. Who cares? If you're here to be liked, then look at all those people who want to be liked and the compromises they make to do it. I was just reading some material, and I don't want to get all into it, but how many politicians and actors, actresses, are pedophiles? It'd shock you. There's a whole bunch of people in office today and on the screen, and all people just rave over them, and they're pedophiles. Their lives are depraved. They're hurting people. And friends, we're here to show a different way, to be set apart. We let the Word of God change us. We let the power of the Holy Spirit lead us. There are just some things in our lives that, hey, you know, if there's some stuff that you need to get rid of, get rid of it. Give it to God every day. And stuff, you know, and don't let this world conform you. Don't you buy into the world philosophy. And I want to say this. I've been needing to say it, and this is as good a time as any. And it needs to be said, and we need to take a stand on this. I'll take my stand right now. Part of the world's philosophy out here, I'm not an it. I don't know if you're following this who stuff and all this, but even in Congress, you can't refer to someone very often as he or she. You have to say it. This is my it. I'm going to tell you something. In the beginning, God made man and he made woman, and he didn't make an it. And I don't care if anybody likes it or not. God made men and he made women in his image, and we are not a it, and we never will be. Okay? And we're not the same. And that's just the way it is. And you need to see, those are the things you're going to have to make up your mind. Am I going to take a stand on this or not? Am I going to sit there and swallow this stuff from the world, or am I going to, you don't have to go out, but I'm just going, am I going to be able to, when the time comes, to declare the truth? And the truth is what God says in his word. We're men and women. And there's something else that needs to be said here as far as not being a part of this world. I never owned a slave and don't intend to own one, and so don't accuse me of being something I'm not. Tired of it. You know what the Word of God says? Every person is free under the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're all equal in Christ. That's it. And we're to all love each other, and it doesn't make any difference what the background has been or what the history's been or what the color, anything else. Dadgummit, Christians, accept what God says. That's all lies out of hell. And it's time that God's people stood up for the truth. And that's the truth. God never turns anybody away from his door. It doesn't, and they come to him and they accept in Jesus Christ. It makes us equal, and color makes no difference. Your background, what's happened or not happened. And we're here to represent Jesus Christ and speak the truth and live the truth. And I realize what I'm saying is absolutely taking a... Well, okay, then I have to model what I'm trying to preach to you. From God. This stuff's not of God. It's from hell. And it's creating hell on earth for people. Isn't it? We all know it. And I know, I'm stepping on, I'll back off of the, but I don't want to go any further than that. But it's got to be said. God's people have to stand for something. You know what that something is? Jesus Christ and his word. We're not going to compromise it. So you can tell anybody that's thinking about coming here, it's like, if you're going to go to that church, I want you to know right now, he's not going to get up there and say things to make you feel good. He's going to say what God gives him to give, and if you don't like it, don't come there. Saying, that's why we're small. Well, okay, sorry. But I believe there's a lot of people out there who want to know the truth, and they will come here because they don't get it anywhere else. Don't you? We got to get them in here. Let's close. I've already probably said enough. We read this stuff, and I want to give you the way to live it. So how do I go about really letting this happen in my life? How do I do it? So what did he say? He said, I'm going to leave you in the world. So, and what did Jesus commit? Great commission. I want you to go into the world. What did he say? That's what he said. Preach the word. He said, I want you to go into all the world, make disciples, right? Teach them the word. I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them everything I've got here for you. Isn't that what he said? And I'll be with you always till the end of the age. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. And you get back on your mission, and you get out here, and everywhere you go, remember, you're the light. Go into the world, and that's your mission. You go out here today, that $4 a gallon gasoline, wherever it is, instead of grouching about it, and it's... Who doesn't want to do that? Look around, see what kind of witness you can have. There'll be enough people grouching about it all around you. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. And I'm not to accept its attitudes and its customs, and there's a time to stand up and speak out. That's what I'm trying to model this morning. That's what we got to do. And we're set apart. I can never, listen to me, as a Christian, not myself nor you, can never be the same again. Jesus makes us different. We think different. We look at life different. We love different. Everything about us becomes different. You cannot hide as a Christian, so don't try. Just get out there and be who God made you to be in Jesus Christ. You can't run from it. If you try to do that, remember Jonah. It doesn't work. You're here and I am here to be God's child. He's our Father. I'm His child. And you tell yourself every day, I am a child of the living God. I belong to His kingdom, not this one. And let Jesus be, listen to me, let Jesus go beyond being your Savior. Let Him be the Lord of your life. Let Him be the Lord of your body and of your thoughts, of your words, of your expressions, feelings, emotions, everything. Take all the things in your life and say, I want Jesus to be Lord of this. And if you're thinking, are you really serious? I am. All those things you cherish, whether it's your truck, your car, your finances, whatever it is, put it before the Lord and say, I want you to be the Lord of this. I want you to govern everything I do in my life, every check I write, every little debit card purchase, whatever. I want you to be in charge. And if you put a hesitancy in my heart, if you put a check in my spirit, God, I want to obey you and not go any further. I want to do what you want me to do. Everything in my life that I hold dear and precious. And I want to tell you something. Take those kids and grandkids or great grandkids or whatever you have, and you put them before the Lord and say, thank you for letting me be a steward with these kids, but they really do belong to you. I didn't make them. You did. And I want to do with them whatever you want me to do, but they're yours, and I give them to you, and I trust them to you. That'll be hard for you to do. But He wants you to. And let God change you in your attitude, in your thinking, your speaking, and the way you act before people. And I want to close with this. Just remember something. You're chosen. God chose you. The Holy Spirit convicted you of your lostness, your need to repent of your sins and to ask Jesus in your heart. You're saved because you did that. You're saved from hell. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life because you repented of your sins and you listened to that conviction of God choosing you. And you asked Jesus in your heart and He called you then. He saved you and He called you to be a citizen of heaven. And He called you and me to go out into this world and give it our best shot to be His light and His salt. We're the salt and the light of the world. We're citizens of God's kingdom, but we're ambassadors temporarily here to invite more people into His kingdom. We're God's special people, and He just wants us to live like it. In our hurts, in our pains, our worries, and our distress, in our happiness, in our joys, in our prayers, in our homes, our families, in our work, in everything about us, in our attitude of all of life, God just wants us to live as children of the King. We're chosen. He just says, go out, you're special people. Live like it. Live like it. And live like it. Father, prayed a prayer here that is so far really beyond us to totally comprehend. But the Lord's Prayer was not even for Himself. It was for us. A prayer for us to receive the Word and live in that Word and be transformed by it. A prayer, Father, for us to be in this world but not a part of the system. A prayer for us to be protected from the evil one. A prayer for us to be set apart. A prayer for us to be your special, chosen, godly people, and whatever in our life you need to change around, remove, or put something in, do it, God. Do whatever you want to do in each and every one of us, so that we can live as your truly chosen and special people. Forgive us when we fail you. Oh, our sins are washed into the depths of the sea when we confess them, and remove from us as far as the east is from the west. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. God, bind the devil. Cast him out. Greater is Jesus in us than he that's in the world. Use us to your honor and glory. Shine through us. Be salt through us, Lord. Use us to be a blessing to you, Lord, and a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name, amen.